This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. This is Free Talk Live. We're launching into the second hour of the program. As always, you're invited to join us here toll-free and bring up anything you want to discuss. Our number is 855-450-FREE. Maybe you still want to comment on the rampant corruption amongst police and how it is that they're being protected by government prosecutors, certainly at the federal level, where 96% of the cases that were attempted to have been brought as far as civil rights violations were concerned never even made it past a grand jury. So that's sort of what we spent the first hour on. You're still welcome to comment. Our toll-free number here is 855-453. You got Ian with you.
Rich Paul.
And Daryl.
And also Skype usernames LRN.FM to Jeff Berwick over at the Dollar Vigilante, dollarvigilante.com. As he writes, Bulgarian expat Philip Lykov is finishing a book warning that what happened in Bulgaria, a total collapse of the economy in the late 1980s and early 1990s, is about to happen in the West and even around the world. In a shocking interview, he interviewed Lykov about his experiences growing up in Bulgaria to get a sense of how bad it can be when things finally do crash completely. You have to admire Philip Lykov. He comes across as determined to warn people about what's going on. His book, Surviving Tough Times, to be finished shortly, isn't just a description of what's taking place, but an active attempt at sounding the alarm and providing necessary solutions when they're needed most. If it were just a question of people getting together in the face of calamitous challenges and working things out, perhaps the upcoming crisis wouldn't be so bad. But what Lykov understands, and what readers of The Dollar Vigilante do as well, is that the big problem has to do with the top people actually wanting the collapse. Now, I mentioned this several times in the interview because I know how hard it is to internalize. When societies fail, it isn't for some magical reason. It's because the entire society has been shifted in the direction of failure. Pinocchios like Obama and Hitlery do the dirty work. Those are his terms for them. They are like worms tunneling through rotten wood. Eventually, the whole structure collapses. Rome is a good example of this. High taxation and monetary debasement eventually alienated the citizenry so much that they actually welcomed the invaders that butchered them and burned their cities. Basically, Roman citizens preferred being slaughtered and eaten by barbarians to supporting their own ruined civilization. This is being played out today in the U.S. pre-presidential election with the sudden elevation of Donald Trump, an outsider who seems to stand against almost everything the main political parties stand for.
Could you really call Donald Trump an outsider?
No, and I've argued this before, and maybe Berwick will hear as well, but he only appears to be an outsider because he's not a politician. He doesn't have experience in D.C. being a politician. He doesn't have local political experience. But as a billionaire who has lots of real estate deals under his belt, there's no doubt that he's familiar with political goings-on, that he's familiar with politicians. He's given money to political campaigns.
He's gotten kickbacks from politicians. I'll give you this, and then, all of a sudden there's eminent domain, and I get to build this thing.
Right.
So up till now, he's been on the demand side of corruption, and now he wants to move over to the supply side of corruption.
Yes. So to call him an outsider, to call him anything besides part of the establishment, I think it's disingenuous.
And then people also forget that back in 2000, so 16 years ago, Donald Trump was exploring whether or not to run for president on the Reform Party ticket.
How many years ago was this?
16.
Wow, okay.
So back in the year 2000.
Not a new idea for Trump.
Not a new idea.
Be 4 years after Perot, so it'd be when the Reform Party was at its heyday.
Now, Perot was 92.
He ran in 92 and 96.
Oh, he did 96 as well?
96 was the first year that the Reform Party was a thing, and it was Perot's second run for president.
Huh. Did he run all the way through in 96? Because didn't he bail in 92 halfway through or something?
he dropped out for about a month and then got back in.
And then he came back, okay.
That was when he claimed that threats had been made against his family if he didn't leave the race, which, you know, may well be true.
To be true.
These are Democrats and Republicans we're talking about. It's not like they'll stop at a little bloodshed.
No doubt. They'll stoop as low as they need to protect their power.
Oh, yeah.
And in 96, Perot did a lot worse than he did in 92.
Hmm. Trump constitutes a big and even profound rejection of the status quo, says Berwick, though so far the rejection is political rather than overtly violent. But actually, the violence is already starting. Trump was just scheduled to speak in Chicago, but canceled due to organized and violent protests. The protests are supposedly being funded by Uber elite bagman and super cynic George Soros. Ironically, Trump himself may actually be a false flag. He may just be pretending to want to fix things before revealing by words or actions or both that he really has no such intention. Well, would anyone really be surprised that a politician is telling lies on the campaign trail?
My personal theory, I actually think that he's a Hillary supporter. I think that Donald Trump's whole job is to neutralize the Republican Party for this coming election by having enough support to get the nomination. But keep in mind that Donald Trump, even though he has a lot of support, also has the highest negs out there. People who hate Donald really hate the Donald. And so I don't see any realistic way that he's going to overcome that. I think that a Donald Trump nominee would bring opposition out of the woodwork. He would bring people who haven't voted in decades out to vote against
him. But couldn't he also bring supporters out of the woodwork? I mean, couldn't somebody with this radical sound to him? We know he's not radical, but he sounds so different. Isn't that going to encourage people to come out and vote for him who have not come out and voted previously?
Well, if you look at the primary results so far, there have been almost record turnouts in the Republican primary.
That's an indicator, right?
Yeah.
And a lot of people are coming out to vote for Trump. But again, he's not getting majorities. He's getting plurality.
Well, that's understandable, given that there are multiple candidates.
Right.
In the race.
Mm-hmm. Right. But still, you know, like people talk about, oh, he's dominating. No, he's not. He's
not
getting
yet.
Majorities.
There's going to be.
And
if he's
bringing out a lot of extra voters to vote for him, and he's getting pluralities, that implies that he's probably bringing out some people to vote against him too.
Yeah.
And given the pathetic the crowd of clowns and losers that the GOP has out there as candidates, you know, it's got to take a lot of work to get out of bed to go vote for one of these clowns to avoid
Trump. We'll really see a clearer picture after tomorrow.
Tomorrow is Florida, North Carolina, and a couple other states.
Tomorrow, and I've got this in front of me. Give me one second. It's in a different window here. It's Florida, North Carolina, Ohio, Missouri, and a couple others that I'm not seeing necessarily in front of me because the
I think it's only
screen.
A handful. Yeah,
it's a handful. But
why do you say tomorrow is such a big day?
Because there's so many delegates that are at stake. There's 361
Florida.
Delegates that are at stake. And a large chunk of these come from states that are winner-take-all. So Florida, winner-take-all.
Oh, really?
So if you win by one vote,
so if Cruz,
you get all 99 delegates.
If Cruz takes Florida, he gets a big jump up on Trump.
Right.
Yeah.
He would get closer to Trump. Cruz could actually surpass Trump tomorrow.
Really? Okay.
When you had mentioned Florida, I was thinking Rubio, who is from Florida but trailing.
What were you saying?
I don't recall.
Illinois is winner-take-all for statewide delegates, and then they have congressional delegates that are bound as they declare. So the delegates are elected independently from the candidate, and then they can declare for whoever they want, but once they declare, they're bound.
I see.
Missouri is a winner-take-all if they get over 50%.
The GOP has just said that in the 2016 convention that all candidates should consider themselves unbound and vote their conscience.
You mean all delegates?
All delegates, that's right. And so that's something that is like completely at odds at what they said when Ron Paul was running. So that's that's kind of interesting. I'm wondering how many delegates will take advantage of that.
I don't know. So Ohio is also winner take all, and they've got 66.
So what you're saying, Rich, is that anything can happen at the convention, so all these primaries.
The GOP is going to cheat and cheat and cheat. Yeah. They do not want Trump. They see Trump as a loss.
The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. It's Free Talk Live.
Are you suffering with hearing loss? Are you sick of people constantly complaining that your TV is too loud? Are you tired of asking people to speak up? Would you like to hear more clearly, but you don't want to wear a hearing aid that makes you look old? Then you need to try Listen Clear, a life-changing breakthrough precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. And you can adjust Listen Clear to find the perfect way to hear everything, wherever you are, and whatever you're doing. And right now you can try Listen Clear absolutely risk-free, with free shipping. We'll even give you free batteries for life. So call now, 1-800-719-9349. Listen Clear is lightweight and completely hassle-free, and it's practically invisible. Call for your 100% risk-free home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now, 1-800-719-9349. That's 1-800-719-9349. 1-800-719-9349.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, and you can join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Jeff Berwick at the Dollar Vigilante interviewed a Soviet bloc survivor who's warning Americans that the USA is right now a lot like the USSR was in 1989. We'll get back into that story. And you can join us here toll-free at 855-450-FREE.
And I've been taking Super Beats. You guys know that I've been getting back in shape. I've lost about 140 pounds in the last year. And, well, recently I've been taking Super Beats to help my heart health. It's a superfood powder. I mix it in smoothies. You can put it in water, yogurt, or if you want to be adventurous, just, you know, eat the powder straight. It doesn't really, and you could do that because it doesn't really have a flavor.
Okay.
I can't even taste the stuff when I put it in a smoothie. Mark says that it's got a slight sweet flavor that he loves. But Super Beets also have, they're a natural dietary supplement that has dietary nitrates. They are sourced from non-GMO beets, and they help boost circulation and support my healthy blood pressure, and they do it naturally. You also should feel an energy boost in about 20 minutes. And if you don't feel the energy boost, then you don't pay, guaranteed. Get a free 30-day supply with your first order. You'll also get nitric oxide indicator strips. Use those before and after drinking or ingesting the Super Beets, and that will show that it's working in your body. Plus, you get the free book, Beat the Odds, and all of this comes to you, again, with free shipping. 800-951-8940, ftlbeats.com, 800-951-8940, ftlbeats.com.
Let's go to the phones to your calls and thoughts, then more about the Russian bloc survivor, the Soviet bloc survivor, rather, and what he has to say. But first, Joe is on the line in Lakeside, California. Joe, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Rich, Paul, and Daryl.
Thank you for having me. I think Rich Paul hit it on the head that Trump is trying to get the Clintons back in power. If you look at how much he supported them, and, you know, he had them to his daughter's wedding, and it just looks as though that they are getting together. You know how they've always worked in the past is they try and pull things together and make long-term plans. Their whole life has been in going to politics when they started high school. So in resolving this, I think a third party, this is the year that they're going to truly step in, and a good 30-party candidate, I believe, would have a good chance of winning.
I hope you're right. The danger that I see out of either a Trump-Hillary matchup or a Trump-Sanders matchup is people on each side being so terrified of the other side that they vote
that
for the second
time.
Worst evil.
Every 4 years, that's the same thing.
Right. The one exception.
That is what has been happening, and hopefully it won't happen. But the other possibility is that eventually people will say what I have said, which is that these alternatives are so bad and so equally bad that I might as well vote libertarian and say what I really want, not.
Well, you should always say what you really want, no matter how bad or good the other choices are. You should always vote for what you, ideally, the best choice, the best match for you. But what was the exception that you were going to say?
The exception in our lifetime is Ross Perot, 1992. When Perot was polling, you know, 20-some-odd percent, he was included in the debates. And Republicans to this day, even though the evidence of the time does not, you know, support this, but Republicans still blame Ross Perot for George H.W. Bush not getting reelected in 1992. The exit polling that happened in 1992 suggested that Ross Perot pulled
Equally, okay,
from Republicans and Democrats, and the people that weren't from Republicans or Democrats were either independents previously or non-voters. So the whole claim that Ross Perot caused George Bush to lose the election is a complete and utter falsity, perpetuated by the Republicans to fearmonger people into voting for horrible Republicans,
right,
because otherwise that Democrat might get elected.
Go ahead, Joe.
Right. I think, like what Daryl said, that they use fear on people, making a third party mentally not having a chance to win. Whereas if
That's
people
right.
really voted their mind, a third party, I believe, would have more of a chance to win if the media would stay out of it. I mean, so many people are brainwashed. And that's one reason a lot of people just stay home from the polls and don't vote. They say, well, they're going to do it anyways.
There's a website that I've been threatening to write for years, and I think it would be a great one, where basically you sign up, you give your party, you give your zip code, and you give what party you would normally vote against.
The vote trading site, right?
Exactly. And then you take one guy in a particular zip code who would normally vote against the Democrats, and you would take the other guy who would normally vote against the Republicans, and you say, okay, both of you guys are now free to vote third party because
right.
you're going to make an
you're
agreement not to vote Democratic or Republican no matter what happens.
That's a cool idea.
And there are people in places like Canada, Australia, and Great Britain that will do similar things to where they'll work together to make sure that the Green Party member of Parliament gets reelected in one district and the new Democrat gets elected somewhere else. So it happens elsewhere around the world, just not here in the U.S.
Well, let's
Libertarians would not realistically cooperate with that. I don't see them voting green, libertarians voting green in one district so that the Greens will vote libertarian in another, just because it's hard to get libertarians to vote for libertarians. And it's certainly hard to get libertarians to vote for anarchists.
Joe, so I think that, I appreciate your enthusiasm for third parties this year to suggest that the third party could win tells me that you're someone who hasn't really done much work with third parties, right? Like, you just sort of sat along the outside.
Are you considering only announced potential candidates? There are people who could come out of nowhere and run for president.
And all of a sudden possibly have a chance, you think?
I think it's possible. I think
Clint Eastwood?
I could see Clint Eastwood on the Libertarian ticket doing a wonderful job. Because
he's a weak Libertarian.
He is a weak Libertarian, I think
probably better than Gary Johnson, though.
I would say weaker than Gary Johnson.
What about Ventura? He keeps threatening to run.
Not actually a Libertarian, though, right?
He's threatening to run
as one. We are just talking about third parties here.
Yeah,
anyway.
And Ventura is...
He did win the gubernatorial race.
I don't really call. He's kind of like a Glenn Beck libertarian.
Right.
He's like on that layer of the onion, so that puts him pretty far out from the center. He is somebody who, both because he pulled off the miracle of winning in Minnesota,
right. because he was allowed in the debates.
That's right.
Because he was allowed in the debates, but anybody who can convince me that they can get into the national level debates, I will support for the Libertarian nomination.
Joe, actually a Libertarian. Have you ever had experience working with third parties?
No.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I mean, with all due respect, I appreciate the call. Thanks for bringing up the topic. We'll discuss it further. If you've never done third party politics or outreach, then I can understand why you might think that they have a chance. It's Free Talk Live.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Don't know what's in your drinking water? Better get a ProPure. With the Pro-1 G2.0 all-in-one filter, remove over 200 contaminants, including fluoride and lead. Taste water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure water filtration products. There's a ProPure system for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details on our current free shipping special or ProPureUSA.com. That's P-R-O-P-U-R-USA.com.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old, and for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent. And in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Demographic Cliff, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.harrydentresearch.com. Again, that's www.harrydentresearch.com.
This is an important message to all listeners. If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, the tax pros at OIC Tax want to help you. OIC Tax is dedicated to helping taxpayers just like you with their IRS problems.
I owed a lot of money to the IRS. I was working long hours and weekends just to make ends meet. To make matters worse, the IRS was about to garnish my wages, and I needed to file several years of back tax returns. Then I called the tax professionals at OIC Tax. They stopped the IRS from garnishing my wages. They even placed my account into the IRS's financial hardship program so I don't have to make any payments to the IRS. That's right, no payments to the IRS while I'm in this program.
Call OIC Tax today to see if you qualify for the IRS's hardship program. Call 800-272-9128. Call now and mention you heard this radio commercial and receive 10% off their already low fees. 800-272-9128. That number, 800-272-9128. Call now, 800-272-9128.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and of course, you can bring up anything you want to discuss here. Just dial in toll-free and join us at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. With you tonight, you've got Ian,
Rich Paul,
and Daryl.
We're talking about third parties, but also we touched base on a story from the Dollar Vigilante about a Soviet bloc survivor who's warning Americans that the USA right now, he says, is like the USSR was in 1989. We'll get back into that story when we get a chance. But, of course, your calls come first here on Free Talk Live. Our toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. 855-450-3733. You want to save big on your Amazon purchases? How about 20% off? It's super easy to do. Just go to saveatpurse.com. The catch is that you have to have Bitcoin to make this work. Go to saveatpurse.com and get started there to save big. We'll get back into third-party stuff here. Ralph is in New Jersey. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Ralph.
Hello, how are you?
Hey, what's on your mind?
There is an item that appears in the New York Times that grabbed my interest, okay? It happens in the Ivory Tower of the Institution of Higher Learning. It says here, Dateline Fairfield, Connecticut. Now, there's a Fairfield University. I didn't know that. We all know about Yale University. Okay, it's also in Connecticut. Fairfield University condemns a ghetto party. Now, you don't have to explain to me what this is, okay? but I know well enough what a ghetto party is.
These a ghetto party? Is this something that the some frat was throwing on a college campus?
You know, students, actually. Students.
That's what I meant. A frat is generally made up of students, fraternity.
Okay. And the Fairfield University here is described as a mostly white Roman Catholic institution. The percentage is even given here as around 78%. 5,000 student body attend that school, and 78% of full-time undergraduates identify themselves as white. Now, okay. That's bad enough, okay? That's bad enough. But what
Wait,
makes
what's wrong, bad
why
enough?
Is that bad?
Why is what bad? The ghetto party? Because these are... You want me to explain why this is bad?
No. I thought you were saying that some percentage of students at the school were white, and that was a bad thing.
I thought he was saying the ghetto party was bad. What is a bad thing?
The ghetto party was thrown by a bunch of white people.
Right, but what's the bad thing?
Okay.
That's what I'm trying to figure out.
The ghetto party was thrown by a bunch of white people.
People throw themed parties all the time. I want to get from Ralph what the bad thing is.
The bad thing here, what makes matters even worse, is the fact that they introduced a curriculum. Are you ready for this, guys? You know what the curriculum that they introduced in that school? A Black Lives Matter course was opened for the first time.
So don't send your kids to college. I mean, if you object to the curriculum.
Thank you.
There you go. You're welcome. You're welcome. Thanks for the call.
Wow.
855-453. That's 855.
I mean, I won't say the party wasn't in poor
taste. It's bad taste.
It's bad taste. A lot of things that they do in fraternities I consider to be
in
bad taste, and that's one of the reasons I stay out of fraternities.
Yeah, I would. If I had gone to a real college like that, I never would have been interested in that stuff.
Yeah.
Right, because when you join a fraternity or a sorority, basically you're paying to have friends.
Right. And if you stop paying, then they stop being your friends.
Yes.
Because right? There are dues that you have to pay, if I'm not mistaken, with these things.
Yes.
Oh.
So anyway, so if you have a comment on the ghetto party, you're certainly welcome to do that. But look, if you're frustrated with the college system and the political correctness or whatever of the college system, then don't send your kids there. I understand you're forced to pay for it through taxes, and that's kind of a bummer. So you could always stop paying taxes, and that would take you in a step in the right direction. Mm-hmm. But, only support the schools that support teaching the things your kids want to learn. Or get your kids out of schools entirely and let them unschool. Let them teach themselves. They can do it.
Yeah, this whole idea that school should be a safe space devoid of bad taste.
Or challenging ideas.
Devoid of... I wouldn't call a ghetto party a challenging idea.
No, I wasn't
idea.
Either.
I'd call
but
that
the
lowest common denominator.
But that's what the safe space is supposed to be, a place where your ideas aren't really challenged in any way, shape, or form.
It does come down to that in a lot of in a lot of areas.
You aren't intellectually challenged, and you're not challenged, socially as well.
Yeah, so, I think that the speech, if nothing else... serves the purpose because, they have this party and they're a tiny fraction of the community, and then the rest of the community gets irritated at them. And so, basically that's, there is some value to reprobation against that sort of people, but raising it to the official level where you're kicking people out of school or you're putting people in jail, that's a whole nother matter that... tends to stifle speech, I think.
So I want to come back around to, I think it was Joe who was on the line with us previous to Ralph, who had brought up his belief that this is the year, because of Trump, because of Hillary or Bernie or whatever, that people are finally going to consider choosing a third party, and that a third party candidate actually has a chance of winning. And I'm sorry, as I predicted, Joe has had no experience actually doing third party activism. Daryl, you and I, Rich, I don't know if you've done much Libertarian Party outreach stuff?
Yeah, I did Libertarian Party stuff in Florida.
Oh, Florida, okay.
And I did a little bit in Michigan as well.
What'd you do in Florida for the LP?
In Florida, I was on a county committee, and basically we did Operation Politically Homeless a few times.
Describe that for our listeners who don't know what that is.
Operation Politically Homeless is where you go out and you set up a booth with the world's smallest political quiz, which is a 20-question quiz. That's right. 10 questions. I was thinking 20. I was thinking 10 per axis. But yeah, it's a 10-question quiz designed to give you a broad idea of where you fall on the political spectrum as seen by libertarians. And we, let me not speak for all. I see the political spectrum as being not one left-right continuum, but rather as there are a couple of different axes, which would be economic liberty and social liberty.
You're describing the Nolan chart, which is one of the big tools that you have with you when you do one of these world's smallest political quiz outreach projects, these booths that you're describing. Typically, when I did them in Florida as well, I was a little bit south of you in Sarasota, setting these things up at gun shows, at Gay and Lesbian Pride Fest, and at the county fair. So I did a little variety of different kinds of locations. And it's interesting. You get a full-size, like poster-size version of this chart that you're describing, where from left to right, it's left to right, and then there's the center. And then top and bottom, there's authoritarian at the bottom, and then there's libertarian at the top. And so based on how someone answers the questions on this 10-question quiz, you then score them and you give them their score, and then you put a little dot or a pin or something like that up on the chart so you can see where they're at in relation to all the other people who've taken the quiz at whatever the event was. So like at Gay and Lesbian Pride Fest, almost everyone at Pride Fest was either left liberal or libertarian. Whereas at the gun show, almost everyone was either libertarian or right conservative. And then at the county fair, it was just sort of all over the map. So I've had a lot of interesting experience in doing this, and it's a lot of that outreach experience that led me to the opinion that I shared with Joe, which is that the third parties don't have a chance of winning this year. And it's not because Trump and Hillary are particularly bad candidates. They certainly are bad, they're bad people. But people have this wasted vote syndrome that is so powerful, it will demotivate almost anyone who is not the most dedicated libertarian, like the three of us in this room. It'll demotivate anyone almost from voting for libertarians.
Right, and part
or
of that,
or whatever.
Part of that is because of the plurality voting system that we have, to where if you win by one vote, you win all of the electors from the state.
And you only get to pick one.
And you only get to vote for one. So if the electors were allocated proportionally and you had approval voting, things would change a little bit.
Which, of course, the Republicans and Democrats have no interest in putting a system like that in place because it would threaten their power. 855-453, that's 855-450-3733, which is why they don't let the third parties into the debates either. It's Free Talk Live.
I'm Steve Sitkowski, a former Wall Street insider. Right now, I'm holding a book that could change your life. It will show you investing strategies which could help you earn the kind of money you've always dreamed about. And right now, I'm giving this book away for free. So who needs to read it? If you're in the middle of your career and you worry you'll never have enough money to retire, you need to read this book. If you're already retired and your income isn't enough, you need to read this book. And if you don't want to be selling burgers at the age of 80, well, you need to read this free book. The reality is, you'll need at least $1 million to ever fully retire. If you're behind on that goal, you really need to read Trade Like the Pros. And you can for free by calling 1-800-656-9549. Are you skeptical that it will deliver results? It's a free book, so what do you have to lose? Find out how at 1-800-656-9549. That's 1-800-656-9549. 1-800-656-9549.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, Call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, moles, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, and of course, you can join us and bring up anything you want. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And on the website, we're over at freetalklive.com. Don't forget, you can check out Daryl's campaign for president. DarylWPerry.com is his campaign site. He's touring all over the place. It's amazing you have time to do anything with all the flying around you're doing. You were just down in Colorado this past weekend. You're going to Philly coming up this weekend. Is there a calendar or something of what you're doing publicly?
I've got the calendar on the website, DarylWPerry.com, so it's on the right side. It'll show you all the various events that I've got. And tomorrow is primary day in North Carolina, one of the few states that has a Libertarian Party primary.
Run by the state?
Yes.
Oh, interesting. So you will actually have some sort of voting results?
Yes.
You're going to be on the ballot.
I am one of 11 candidates plus uncommitted that is on the ballot in North Carolina for the Libertarian.
What does it take to get on the ballot in North Carolina?
The chairman of the Libertarian Party sending your name to the Secretary of State saying this is a recognized candidate.
Wow, that's actually pretty good.
Yes.
Yeah.
Same thing happens in California.
So would you say North Carolina and California are the best states for ballot access?
Absolutely not.
No. Okay.
No. California has this horrible top two thing to where a lot of races in the most recent election had two Republicans or two Democrats. Most of the others had one Republican and one Democrat. The only races that had anyone other than a Republican or a Democrat in the general election, there was only one Republican or Democrat that filed to be on the ballot.
So meaning top two, meaning that if you get through the primary but you're not in the top two vote getters, you won't be on the final ballot.
Right.
That's what you're saying.
So they put everybody on the same primary.
Yeah.
and the top two vote getters go to the general, and there's no write-in option. There's no way
so
to petition.
Wait, so when you say everyone, they're throwing all the parties into the same.
The Libertarians, the Greens, the Constitution Party, the Peace and Freedom Party, the Reform Party, the I Like Tacos Party,
gotcha.
Whatever party label you want to use. You're on the primary, and unless you come in first or second, you are not on the general election. The only race that does not apply to is president. And, you know, again, I think they have write-in, but it's incredibly difficult to wind up being listed as a write-in being considered a write-in.
So is North Carolina the best state for ballot access?
North Carolina is one of the worst states for ballot access.
But it's good for presidential
candidates. But once a party obtains party status,
okay,
then it's good. But in order to get party status, it's incredibly difficult.
How did the Libertarians pull that off?
They ran somebody for, I forget what the statewide race was, but they wound up getting the party status. Then one of these, you know, find a race that gets you party status without a major party candidate.
And can they lose it? Can they lose that party status?
I'm not sure. I don't recall, because there are some states that once you get party status, you keep it forever.
Huh.
And then other states like New Hampshire, to where you have to keep maintaining it every 2 years.
Yeah, and in the case of New Hampshire, the Libertarians got it and then lost it because they increased the requirements.
Because the Republicans and Democrats increased the vote requirement and said that it would be retroactive to the previous election. But then in what they call the Committee of Conference, meaning that there was a slight tweak in the language between the House and the Senate, it went to what's called a Committee of Conference, where they work out the language. And the Committee of Conference wound up making it not apply to 1996. So the legislature essentially booted the Libertarians off the ballot in 1997.
So tomorrow, your name is going to appear on only the Libertarian Party ballots, or will it be on all ballots?
Only you only get to pick up one party ballot.
Well, I don't know how things work in North Carolina.
It's not mixed like California.
Right. Okay, yeah. So...
See, he doesn't know that.
So, if you're a registered Libertarian, you walk into the polls...
Or an independent.
So, independents can choose in North Carolina?
Yes.
Okay, so, Libertarians or independents could walk into North Carolina tomorrow into a polling location, pick the Libertarian ballot, and vote for Daryl W. Perry.
Yes.
And that's the only... Is that the only state that you're going to appear in a primary ballot race on?
California.
Also California.
The California primary happened...
That's later, right?
A week after the Libertarian National Convention.
Oh, man.
But it's still going to be on the ballot.
Huh. So, and the Libertarian National Convention happens in May, so we still got a little ways to go.
Memorial Day weekend.
And already, the John Stossel debate has excluded you from being included in this, what is going to be a three-way debate between... The Libertarian candidates, Gary Johnson, John McAfee, and this other character from a website who's not even a Libertarian, and they've excluded you from this. They're not really looking at any kind of scientific numbers, right? They said that there was some kind of poll that they used.
Yeah, they found a web poll that the Libertarian Party was running on their website that if you cleared out your cookies... Then you could vote a second time in.
Or third, or fourth, or fifth, or tenth time. And there are people who would be willing to do those things for some
yes.
of these candidates. But this election, this North Carolina election, is actually going to be the best way to indicate support. Wouldn't you say? I mean, that you, but all
I would say that it would be the best indicator since the Minnesota caucus that happened on Super Tuesday that I didn't even know was happening until 3 days later when I saw results that said that I came in fourth.
The Minnesota caucus. So the Libertarians had their own caucus in Minnesota?
Yes.
But there are probably far fewer. I'm just going to guess there are fewer voters at the Minnesota caucus.
There were 226 voters in that caucus.
So it'll be interesting to see how many Libertarians actually come out to vote in the primary in North Carolina.
Yes.
This year, obviously, I have not looked to see, you know, what has happened in previous iterations of this North Carolinian primary.
Nor have I.
Like how many voters are you know, likely to come out and participate in this. But I would say this would be one of the better indicators as to whether or not Daryl is in the top three of the Libertarian candidates. And it would be nice if Stossel would actually use something more accurate like this. I mean, it's very, very unlikely someone's going to scam the government voting system in this particular case and, you know, cast fake votes for one of the other candidates. So it seems like it's going to be one of the better votes as far as it's a clean vote. It's not going to be subject to as much interpretation or scamming, and it may actually have a larger number or the largest number of potential voters. So we might actually get a decent indication here. So I'm actually pretty interested, and I wonder if it'll get any reporting by the mainstream media. Probably not.
But I don't know. I'm sure that I'd be able to find it from local media in North Carolina, yeah. But I don't know if national will cover it.
I wonder if Politico will cover it. They generally do a pretty good job during these primaries of showing all the candidates and all the votes. Like, that's how I found out Vermin Supreme got fourth place in the Democratic primary here in New Hampshire. I was looking at the Politico.com results. We'll definitely keep an eye on that.
So that means Daryl is tied with Vermin Supreme.
Well,
they're both in fourth place.
Yeah, if you go by the previous unscientific polls, I guess. Or a caucus?
Caucus,
yeah.
Toll-free number tonight, if you want to join us here, 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. So you're lined up for Philadelphia this weekend. That's going to be the full Pennsylvania LP, right? Not just the Philly LP.
Right, the Libertarian Party of Pennsylvania State Convention.
And you'll be debating there, I take it?
Yes, there is a debate. I'm not sure who all is showing up.
But you will be there.
Yes.
You're driving down. And how's the reception been, you know, just generally from your fans or whatever, the people who are considering voting for you to your fans? What's it been like, you know, glad-handing the crowd?
There are a bunch of people that, you know, obviously there's a bunch of people that like me. There's people that will say, I'm going to vote for, and, you know, they'll fill in the blank with somebody else, but then they'll say, you're my second choice.
Are a lot of these libertarian, or I guess at the Libertarian National Convention, is it a one winner wins all, or is it a ranked voting, or how do they do the voting there?
So they do runoffs to where you have to get a majority, but they don't do approval. So you can only write one name on your slip of paper.
So having a second choice isn't particularly useful unless your first choice gets eliminated.
Right. It's useful if your first choice gets eliminated.
Gotcha.
And, you know, it's going to be interesting to see.
So there's wasted vote syndrome even within the Libertarian Party, because you're the most principled libertarian on the Libertarian Party's ticket. But there are going to be people who will say, well, I really want John McAfee to beat Gary Johnson, so I'm going to vote for John McAfee. Or they'll say the reverse. Because if you just look at name recognition, obviously McAfee and Johnson have the highest levels of name recognition of all of the candidates. So,
yeah, I mean, I'm disappointed that Daryl isn't going to be in the Stossel debate, because I would really like to hear Daryl's voice speaking more to the people who are already in the Libertarian Party. But yet, Daryl's voice is not the one that I want the Libertarian Party projecting externally. And we can come back to that.
Well, you and I differ on that one. Toll-free number here, 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Hour number three is on the way. Plus, more about the similarities between the USSR and the USA of today. It's Free Talk Live. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com. As a pioneer of the e-commerce movement, Overstock.com is proud to be the first major retailer to accept Bitcoin. Overstock was the first because Patrick Byrne, Overstock CEO and founder, firmly believes in personal freedom and cryptocurrency. Over the past 16 years, Overstock has furnished over 18 million homes with a diverse line of products to suit everyone's unique styles and preferences. Support Overstock and freedom of choice while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more.
Hey, I rode the elevator with you, but I don't work on the upper floors. I just want to squeeze in there right next to you, so the RFID scanner in my pocket can capture all your personal information. Your debit and credit cards, even your work ID badge. So your identity is now my identity. Going up?
So am I.
For over 10 years, ID Stronghold has pioneered RFID blocking wallets and ID badge holders for consumers, the U.S. military, and even the executive office of the president. Shouldn't you be protected too? ID Stronghold wallets cost about the same as wallets in most stores, but give you extra protection.
I'm Wal Augustinowicz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Don't be a victim of electronic pickpocketing. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold wallets, card sleeves, and purses.
Visit IDStronghold.com and get the original RFID blocking wallets and badge holders.
IDStronghold.com.